Hey everyone, how are you doing today? Thank you so much for joining us once again on Solutions with Anna Donahue. I'm so pumped today because I will have my daughter for the next, beginning today, four Thursdays. So the next three Thursdays, but including today, four Thursdays, Hannah Rose Marie is with us today. So I'm thrilled about that. And we've got a real important next 4 weeks to go over with you, how to have a healthy mind. We'll start talking next week and the week after out of this book that I wrote now 2 years ago, 11 Ways to Renew Your Mind. Critical, critical, critical. Proverbs 5:23 out of the Living Bible. Be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. This stuff is major. You've got to keep working this thing so that it's operating correctly. Amen. So we're going to go over that. But look, I want, before I get right into that, I want to give some thank yous. Hannah, we did this conference called More Than a Conqueror on January 29th. So many of you came out. It thrilled us because, you know, again, we've been in COVID world. Yeah. And we social distanced. We, you know, we had the chairs everywhere, you know, separated. And I got to tell you, I didn't know, I would say I knew not even half of the audience. Why is that a neat thing? That just means people, new people are coming out. And that was really fun. Love seeing our regulars. Are you kidding me? Those are the foundation. But it was so great to see new people hungry for God coming out. And I wanted to thank them. Thank you for doing that. Also, you know, it's been some fun. You've been telling us where you're watching from, like what state. In past shows, I've mentioned, you know, Ohio, Missouri, Florida, North Carolina. We've had people just watching from all over the country, which is a blast. Isn't that neat? Mm-hmm. So where are you watching from today? Let us know. It's a great thing. It's fun for us as we look back and go, wow, we didn't realize that you were watching from that state. I don't care if it's midnight, because a lot of you watch at night. Let us know where you're watching from. And always know, write into us. You may have some questions for Hannah. Write into the show. And we will answer you. We read those. We take them very seriously because it's such an honor and a privilege that you're taking time to tune in. So I want to make sure we're going to begin today. Today we're calling it building and sustaining a healthy mind. Because you can build your mind and get it healthy through the Word of God. But Hannah, if you don't sustain it every day, This stuff is the junkola that's out there. Mm-hmm. Like the 80s Pac-Man or whenever Pac-Man came out. This will come in and it'll try to zap you of that strong, healthy, fresh mind. So we're going to really hit on that. Again, Proverbs 5:23, out of the living, be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. One more real quickly out of Paul. Paul addressed this in Romans 7. In verses 22 and 23, he says, I delight in the law of God according to the inward man, according to the inside of me where God is. I'm all good with understanding the law of God. He says in verse 23, but I see another law in my members warring against the law in my mind. Now he goes on in Romans 8 and says, but thanks be to God who, in Christ Jesus, who has set me free. But the point being, he's saying is, man, there's a war going on sometimes in my mind. Yeah. That's what we're going to address for the next 4 weeks. If you've ever had a war, I don't know who hadn't, if you've ever had a war on anything, fear, doubt, insecurities, I don't know what it was, going on in your mind, you need to tune into these. You really do, because we're going to address these. Okay, I'm going to take some, then Hannah's going to take some. But I thought before we even get into the solutions, how do you know if your mind is healthy? What is a healthy mind? A healthy mind is you're able to control your thinking. It's been brought under, now this is going to sound like Christianese. I know some of you, like we've heard from you, are saying, now I don't even understand what that means. Bear with me. When you have Christ in, your mind is able to come under the lordship of Christ and be controlled. Mm-hmm. When you have an unhealthy mind, there's no control in your thinking. So have you ever done that where you think, I don't want that thought. Maybe it's a fear thought. Maybe you're afraid to fly. I don't want to think that. I don't want. But an unhealthy mind can't get it out. And we're going to address that in these next 4 weeks. How do you get that out? How do you replace that with healthy thinking? But for definitions, a healthy mind, you can control your thinking. It's been brought under the lordship of Christ and able to hear him clearly and able to think clearly. It's working correctly. An unhealthy mind begins with uncontrolled thoughts. This author says this, uncontrolled means there's no screen, no filter on your mind, and the bugs can come in and they sit on the screen. This can ruin you. I mean, this is rough stuff, because if you don't know how to get that out, you obey, unfortunately, what's hitting that mind. Remember our scripture, be careful how you think. It's shaping your life. Amen.
Yeah.
Hannah, isn't that powerful?
Powerful.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So we'll go over one more. And I know you had a visual. Hannah's really, she's, our daughter's a stylist. She is an artist. She sees things visually very strongly, which really comes in handy when you're studying scriptures often.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus spoke in parables often, giving stories, illustrations that we could understand.
Yeah.
But here's one more scripture, Proverbs 25:28. He that has no rule over his own spirit, and in this case, I'll say his own personhood or his own mind, you don't have any rule over it, like what I've been saying, you're like a city that's broken down, and you don't have any walls to protect you. So here it comes into your city. You don't have your walls up. So they're just coming in, and they are landing and making a home in your thoughts. You say, well, what are my walls? You guys, oh my gosh. The Word of God. Hannah's got her Bible. The Word of God is a wall to protect the garbage. Praise and worship. Fabulous. Just belt out great music, great worship songs to contradict any of this negative. Mm-hmm. The blood of Jesus, the grace of God. Just securing your mind, your will, and your emotions. Those are some examples of walls. Hannah, what was your thought? Because you had something neat that you were thinking about with the walls protecting a city. And if those walls are broken down, this can get in. What were you thinking on that? Because we had gone over this a little bit.
Yeah, my mom and I were discussing notes prior to the filming and kind of what we really wanted to hit on and what some stuff that we didn't maybe need to spend too long talking about. And she went over this paragraph and I stopped her and I said, no, we need to really make sure that we talk about this, because as we were going over it, like she said, I am such a visual learner. But also when people say stuff, I can see it. I can like paint pictures in my head, I guess, cause that I am artistic.
Yeah.
I don't really know. But so I was thinking about the walls and while I was going over it, I was thinking about when you think of something that's vital that you actually want to protect, then you
that's
build
good.
A wall around it
I
or you
that.
Build something to protect that. So if you, I was thinking like of a house or the people inside of a house, you have four walls, you have a fence, you have an alarm, money in a bank is in a safe, it's in four walls.
Yeah.
The people here wanted to build a wall around their city so people couldn't come in. But I think so many times we as believers, we don't always think about our mind being so vital that we need to protect it. Like that scripture verse in Proverbs 4:23, more than anything, guard your heart, but you can also interchange it with your mind. More than anything, guard and protect your mind, for life flows from it. So I think that obviously God knew what he was doing when he wants to give us that reminder, because life flows from the mind. And like you said earlier, it's the, whenever you start to think something, then you start to act upon it, then you start to identify with it. And so I think it's really important that we continue to build those walls around our mind.
So good. So important. Because always remember, the enemy, those Pac-Man negative, awful thinkings that are out there trying to come in, that's how he works, from the outside trying to get in. And you're not going to let him in. You know, he's not going to go directly to your heart. He'll start up here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when, like you said, get the walls up.
Mm-hmm.
Say, oh, no. I'm telling you, you guys got to get, man, Hannah, I've had to get so firm with stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I've had to say absolutely no entry.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes you will go at it a bunch saying, I said no,
mm-hmm.
and then replace it With truth. Yeah, that will knock that out. Yeah. I love that about the walls. So once again, what are my walls? Word of God, fellowshipping with someone, being able to sit and listen to truth and go, okay, I'm going to build a wall around this, my correct thinking, so that this stuff can't get in. Mm-hmm. I love this. Mm-hmm. So look, what we're going to do, we're going to hit on maybe three out of the 11 ways to renew the mind that are in this book, Power, Love, and a Sound Mind. If you don't have the book, you can order it at Amazon.com or from our website, AnnaDonnieMinistries.com. But listen, this gets good too. On my website, I have what's called free downloadable notes. I have this whole thing, 11 ways to renew your mind, on there for you. You can print it out. You can have it at your disposal, or you can read it from the book. It doesn't matter to me at all. The book has done very well. I'm thrilled and thankful. So my point is, I'm not just trying to sell books. I'm really not. I want you to get this stuff because it has saved my life many times of how to say, I'm not thinking that. I'm not doing that. Proverbs 23:7 is just coming to me. As a man thinks,
so is he.
Yeah. And it even goes further, I think, in the Amplified, so is he becoming. Mm. You're becoming what's going on, which is how we opened. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. Let's break this down a little bit as we for the last part of our program. 11 ways to renew the mind. Number one, I put this in the book because whether it's re-surrendering your whole life to the Lord or re-surrendering your thoughts to the Lord, that's number one. Just get a clean, blank piece of paper, and I'm using that as a metaphor, in your life and say, I want a clean slate. God, I'm re-surrendering. If it's your life, good for you. Maybe you're watching this and you think, I don't get it. No, I don't. There you guys go with your Christian talking. That just means you're giving your heart to Christ. Mm-hmm. You're saying, God, obviously it's not working the way I've been doing it. I need Jesus. So you cry out to God. You can do it right here with us and let us know. We'll pray with you. But number one way to renew the mind, re-surrender it. You know, in fact, Hannah, let's just join hands and do it with him. And you can repeat after me. Yes. Say, Father God,
I right now
re-surrender
my life
and my mind
to you.
God help me.
I know you will.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Look how easy that was. Clean slate.
Mm-hmm.
Clean. Now you can start building. Remember what we talked about, building and then sustaining a healthy mind. So that was number one. I also wrote this, Hannah, in the book. Oh my goodness. It's going to take, at least it does for me. Man, if it doesn't for you, my hat is off to you. But for me, it has taken a conscious effort and spiritual discipline to every day say, okay, no, I'm not listening to that. No, that's not what God would say. Mm-hmm. No, that's not what the Bible says. Does it get easier? Of course, because you start growing. You're growing up into what you're putting in, right?
Yeah.
So don't panic and think, oh my Lord, now I'm going to be... It gets so rich, it's ridiculous. But I'm just saying in the beginning stages, I've made conscious efforts to keep the Word of God fresh in my world. Amen. So number one way, you surrender to God and you're going to make a conscious effort. I know you are, to get on God's page, to get that mind strong. Hannah, what was number two? We'll just go through three. Let's go through three.
Okay. Number two is listening and hearing the Word of God. I'll read this little line.
Yeah.
Be aware of what you're listening to. What you listen to affects you. Guard your ears. They are the ear gate, is what John Piper says. And then Romans 10:17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So my mom poses two questions. What are you hearing and what are you listening to? And I think that's something, no matter what your age is, we all need to be aware of. And especially in today's time with 2020 and 2021, going into 2021, what are we allowing ourselves to listen to and hear all the time? I think that also starts to form our opinions and our beliefs. If we're not listening and living by the Word of God, but we're listening and living by what we hear people say we should have opinions on or live by, that can get really sticky. Mm. And I was thinking of also kind of going back to what we had said previously about renewing the mind, also goes on with resurrendering to the Lord. Romans 12:2 says, do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve God's will for his good and pleasing, perfect will. And that made me think of when you're renewing your mind daily, what you're listening to, what you're hearing, we need to renew our mind with the word of God, because scientifically it's proven that in our brain, we have literal like neurological pathways in our brain that we have thinking patterns of. And we talk a lot about triggers and trigger words and trigger actions. And something, someone says something that triggers the thought or does an action, or you see that or hear that, whatever.
Yeah.
Your mind automatically goes to that pattern in your brain that has basically made its normal way or normal thought process, I guess is what I'm, does that make sense?
It makes so much sense.
And so, yeah, your mind, if you're not renewing your mind daily with the scripture verses against that, then your mind's always going to go to that normal pathway.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. That's very good. We will really hit on that next week as well, but I'm so glad she brought it up. It's true. Whatever this has been, if it's been able to make a road, she's right. Scientifically, there's a road in your brain. It's like a computer.
Yeah.
You know, it just automatically says, it looks for the information to file away. Boy, thank you, Lord, to file away in the brain.
Yeah.
So if you haven't what do you do in a computer? Deleted it out, it's just going to go down the same roadway in your brain all the time. So that's what she's saying. You'll see next week. I mean, what we're going to go over is I always talk about put a roadblock there and say no. And picture a computer. You have to redo a file and put it in there.
Yeah.
But we'll do a lot of that explaining next week. I wanted to close it out with, didn't you have something from Stephen Furtick that really ministered to you?
Yeah.
And we might even go into it next week, but it doesn't matter. But what was that you were talking about, what you hear?
Yeah, what was he saying? I was listening to a podcast of his about the mind, and he was saying so many times we as Christians, believers, following the Lord, we're always like, God, aren't you in control? Like, why am I going through this?
Yeah.
Are you in control? Why am I dealing with this? Why is my mind like this? And he says, God is sovereign. God is in control, obviously, but God will not control how long you spend on social media, how long you watch Netflix or Hulu, how little time you spend in the Word of God, how little you're making it a point to fellowship with other believers, attend church, how little you are renewing your mind. God's not going to control every single detail like that. He's controlling the world. He's controlling your life, but he gives you the option, really.
So I love that, because that goes back to what you were saying. Number two, what are you hearing?
Yeah.
You know, God is in control, but you have the choice to say, 5 hours on, what'd you say, Hulu or whatever that was, opposed to 5 minutes on, hey, let me punch in Christian radio today, right?
Yeah,
I mean, talking about building and sustaining a healthy mind.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hannah, good show.
Yeah, great.
So we're going to come back next week. I'm going to get a few announcements on the air quickly. Locals, February 23rd, coming up. It's a Tuesday. Come to Destrehan, Louisiana, Cypress Country Club. It's on the website. We have a morning teaching and the night teaching of the Parable of Talents. Folks, I felt a real mandate from God to get that teaching out. I really did. It's important teaching, but I felt a thing from God saying, teach people the importance of those talents. What are they? How do you utilize them? What does it really mean? So that'll come February 23rd. Listen, we're working on all kinds of fancy little things on our show. We're going to eventually be having a fancy subscribe button, so you'll be able to click that. In the meantime, subscribe. What else fancy we have? Oh, we're getting all kinds of fancy, they call them lower thirds on, so you bear with us on that. And hey, we take the show seriously. If you would like to give to us, all you'd have to do is go to AnnaDonnieMinistries.com and click the donate button. And support what we're doing. We want to bring the show around the world. And we can do that through social media, through cameras, through podcasts. Our podcasts are doing very well. I'm so thankful. Through books. I don't care how I got to do it. I'm going to get the word of God out, because God's given us the ability and the mandate to do so. So in the meantime, I'm going to pray. Father, let's join hands again. Father, for this listening and viewing audience. Oh my goodness, thank you for them. We love them. Father, will you help them even right now? Someone watching right now saying, I don't know. Look, you might say, I don't know what any of those girls are talking about. But God, I need you, mm-hmm. and I need some help. Father, you're so faithful. You're right there with them. Please let them know that. We love our audience. We love you, God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. So next week?
Yeah.
Next week we are back. Please join us. Thank you for joining us. Facebook Live, YouTube Live on Solutions with Anna Donahue. God bless.